The Dueling Machine by Ben Bova and Myron R. Lewis. Part 1. The trouble with great ideas is that someone is sure to expend enormous effort and ingenuity figuring out how to louse them up. Dulac rode the slide to the upper pedestrian level, stepped off, and walked over to the railing. The city stretched out all around him. Broad avenues thronged with busy people, pedestrian walks, vehicle thoroughfares, air cars gliding between the gleaming, towering buildings. And somewhere in this vast city was the man he must kill. The man who would kill him, perhaps. It all seemed so real, the noise of the streets, the odors of the perfumed trees lining the walks, even the warmth of the reddish sun on his back as he scanned the scene before him. It is an illusion, Dulac reminded himself. A clever man-made hallucination, a figment of my own imagination, amplified by a machine. But it seemed so very real. Real or not, he had to find Odal before the sun set, find him and kill him. Those were the terms of the duel. He fingered the stubby cylindrical Statwind in his tunic pocket. That was the weapon he had chosen, his weapon, his own invention. And this was the environment he had picked. His city, busy, noisy, crowded, the metropolis Dulac had known and loved since childhood. Dulac turned and glanced at the sun. It was halfway down toward the horizon, he judged. He had about 3 hours to find Odal. When he did, kill or be killed. Of course, no one is actually hurt. That is the beauty of the machine. It allows one to settle a score, to work out aggressive feelings without either mental or physical harm. Dulac shrugged. He was a roundish figure, moon-faced, slightly stooped shoulders. He had work to do, unpleasant work for a civilized man, but the future of the Aquitaine Cluster and the entire alliance of neighboring star systems could well depend on the outcome of this electronically synthesized dream. He turned and walked down the elevated avenue, marveling at the sharp sensation of hardness that met each footstep on the paving. Children dashed by and rushed up to a toy shop window. Men of commerce strode along purposefully, but without missing a chance to eye the girls sauntering by. "I must have a marvelous imagination," Dulac thought, smiling to himself. Then he thought of Odal, the blonde, icy professional he was pitted against. Odal was an expert at all the weapons, a man of strength and cool precision, an emotionless tool in the hands of a ruthless politician. But how expert could he be with a stat wand, when the first time he saw one was the moment before the duel began? And how well acquainted could he be with the metropolis when he had spent most of his life in the military camps on the dreary planets of Kerak, 60 light-years from Aquitania? No. Odal would be lost and helpless in this situation. He would attempt to hide among the throngs of people. All Dulac had to do was to find him. The terms of the duel restricted both men to the pedestrian walks of the commercial quarter of the city. Dulac knew this area intimately, and he began a methodical hunt through the crowds for the tall, fair-haired, blue-eyed Odal. And he saw him. After only a few minutes of walking down the major thoroughfare, he spotted his opponent, strolling calmly along a crosswalk at a level below. Dulac hurried down the next ramp, worked his way through the crowd, and saw the man again. Tall and blonde, unmistakable. Dulac edged along behind him quietly, easily. No disturbance, no pushing. Plenty of time. They walked along the street for a quarter hour, while the distance between them slowly shrank from 50 feet to 5. Finally, Dulac was directly behind him, within arm's reach. He grasped the stat wand and pulled it from his tunic. With one quick motion, he touched it to the base of the man's skull and started to thumb the button that would release the killing bolt of energy. The man turned suddenly. It wasn't Odal. Dulac jerked back in surprise. It couldn't be. He had seen his face. It was Odal, and yet this man was definitely a stranger. He stared at Dulac as the duelist backed away a few steps, then turned and walked quickly from the place. A mistake, Dulac told himself. You were over-anxious. A good thing this is a